Good morning. Are you like I am and very, very glad that we are experiencing the weather we're experiencing today and not yesterday? When you're moving harps around with all the equipment, it's an entirely different story than just mucking through the rain in your galoshes. So we're very thankful that it's bright and sunshiny out this morning. That was a piece of music called Sonata in Re. And a wonderful one for us to get our fingers warmed up on. So a classical piece of music by Albanese. We're going to follow that with one that you'll all know, America the Beautiful. And following America the Beautiful, we have an Irish piece of music called Buzzy Chanter. And I think you'll understand why it's called Buzzy Chanter when we play it. See if you can tell what's going on as we get going on that one. So enjoy America the Beautiful and Buzzy Chanter. Thank you. How'd you like our little paper trick in the strings? Gives it a nice little zzz sound. So, next we have for you several that I think you'll recognize all right in a row. Edelweiss, Blue Moon, and Be Thou My Vision. next we have a medley of classical pieces, and the name of it is called Powdered Wigs. And it's because of the composers that we think of that wore those powdered wigs, like Mozart, Clementi, and some of the others. So it's a mix of a lot of classical themes that I think you'll recognize. That will be followed by a lovely spiritual, How Can I Keep From Singing? And followed by something a bit unexpected on a bunch of harps, and that is the can-can. Thank you. We just have a couple of things left for you, but before we finish up with two songs here, I wanted to introduce the members of the group. Next to me is Tom Shaney, Gene Mickelfelder, Jane Miller. It's always hard to remember people's names when you're under pressure, isn't it? Julie Finley and Melody Burks in front, Stan Garber in the green, and Dan Duncan in the blue, Carol Masenko, Linda Lehman. Now, a lot of these folks did not start the harp when they were 9 like I did. They started the harp when they were 50, 60, a little older. So they're just enjoying playing with the group and enjoying learning something new. We have a notebook down here in the front, and that is for, usually we have cards, and we forgot them today, so sorry about that. We like to add people to our email list just so that you know about our concerts. We promise you, you won't get on some email list for Kroger or anything like that if you sign up here. This is strictly for harp events. And so if you are interested in being on our email list, there's the notebook down front. We just need your name and your email address, and we'll make sure that you're notified when we have concerts coming up. We do have a program just down the street at St. George's on Monday night, May 9th, and it will be a bit longer than the one that you're hearing today with a few more songs included. So if you'd like to come to that, make sure you get on the email list and you'll get a notification about that for Monday, May 9th. I wanted to give a big thank you to Roger for having us be here at the church. This is such a nice group to play for. I've enjoyed it as a solo harpist, and I'm sure the group has enjoyed playing for you this morning as well. So thanks to the church, and thanks for Young at Heart to have us come here this morning. And the last two pieces we've got for you, the beautiful Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini, and Let There Be Peace on Earth. Mm-hmm.